Kia ora, Carla speaking.
Oh, tēnā koe moe, Awa here from Radio Wātea. Kei te pē here.
Oh, Kate Pai.
Oh, tēnā koe. Hey, are you still available to have a quick kōrero about TTM?
Aye.
Oh, mīharo, ka pai. This is a pre-record, so it'll go up on our drive show it'll go up on our drive show this afternoon, but it'll pop up on our website and I can send you fellas the link later on.
Oh,
but thank you again for having a kōrero with us.
Oh, well, that takes the pressure off knowing it's not live.
No, yeah, I mean, he hapa, if there's a mistake, then, and it's me who will make the mistake more than you, so you'll be fine, because you know what you're talking about, so pai noa. Nah, it's also our drive show, so we're pretty flowy as well, wasn't too formal,
yep.
So tēnā koe, thank you. I'll just do a bit of an intro, ka pai, and then I will go from there.
Ai.
Mīharo. Tēnā no tātou katoa. I'm looking forward to having a kōrero with our next guest, Carla Jeffrey, who is the principal advisor for TTM Consultancy. Now, if you haven't heard of it, makes sense, because TTM Consultancy, founded by three wahine Māori, launched this week, and we're joined by one of them, TTM Consultancy principal, again, advisor Carla Jeffrey. Tēnā koe, nau mai, hara mai.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Oh, love it. And yeah, welcome to our drive show. Hey, talk to us about the history of TTM Consultancy and what brought three wahine together to create this.
Oh, you know, I think it's a Māori thing. Yeah, we do tend to like to work collaboratively and cooperatively. And we were really blessed. So the three of us, myself, Rā Tangihi Astia, and Jules Edwards. So I'd met Ra previously through the university. So I'd worked at Te Whare Wānanga Waikato and then moved on to Te Kuninga Kupire Hūroa. And at that point, Ra was based at the University of Canterbury. And we'd met through the Tertiary Education Union circles. And it was a few years later that we kind of reconnected when the New Zealand Libraries Partnership Program, which came out of the COVID relief funding back in those grim dark days of COVID, and we were participating in some project work with regards to that. And basically through that, we had the opportunity to attend a hui for Māori staff who worked for Te Taritai Whenua at that time, which was held at the Marae in Tūrangi. And that was where we had both the fortune and the pleasure of meeting Jules Edwards. At that time, we were looking at planning the program that we were going to be eventually running together, which was Whiria Te Tangata. And we were after some other help to help us with that program. And it was, as these things happen, over the dishes, whilst in the wharekai, I happened to have a conversation with Jules. And we're really lucky to have her come on board. She was really keen to work with us. And we're really lucky in that I think we complement each other really, really well. So you know, we all have different skills which actually happen to work really well in the spaces that we're wanting to participate in. Which is a bit of a big leap of faith, but I have to say, I think we weren't afraid, which is usually what happens. And, you know, if the wider was saying, go for it, well, then you're like, okay, something must be going right in this space. And it's been weird, I think, particularly for Rara and I, as we've talked about it, you know, going from such stable work environments of the universities, working for DIA and then taking that leap of faith. I have to say, at no point have I actually felt scared or terrified, which to me usually means it's a good thing to do. And we saw the gaps having worked within central government and coming out of the university, so we thought actually we're in a unique place to start filling those gaps.
Tēnā koe, and you know, you talk about you saw that gap, and so it makes me think, you know, I did think, why now, you know, and why you think it's important to have an agency like this led by Māori wahine.
Yeah, I think it's after our work with basically when we were working with Te Taritai Whenua and being a part of both the governance for the New Zealand Libraries Partnership Program, there is both an appetite and a need to build better relationships with Māori communities. You know, the Māori economy is booming, and if you're not on that waka, you're missing a huge opportunity. But also within saying that, Māori are very wary, particularly when dealing with rahia organisations, be that businesses, be that government, and rightly so. You know, they've been burnt really badly in the past, and it's still happening to this day. So it's around how we can build better relationships and start building that trust. But unfortunately, for that trust to happen, you know, we've got to see good actions coming out, and there's some of that happening. I think it's really sad we don't get to hear about some of the good stuff that's happening. It's usually still all about the bad stuff that's happening, particularly with Māori communities. You know, there's some amazing people who are really innovative and really do think about the changes that they could make. And, you know, they're best placed. And I think we're lucky coming from libraries particularly, which have a unique place within communities. You know, it's a space that's open for everyone to be able to access. And so it was kind of through that thinking and through participating and being a part of those communities that we did see the gap and the opportunity to see how we could start bridging those relationships and hopefully make some improvements into the future as well.
Tēnā koe. And I wanted to go back about, you know, when you came together and you decided in that, you know, that no fear stage, that beautiful stage that you're in, you know, I couldn't help but wonder again, you know, how do you, with that ability of having no fear and having a team with you that you have no fear with, how are you going to go about doing this, and what have you set up through the agency to address these things that you're talking about?
I guess we were lucky in that we came out of a particular field or profession where you do your research. So we were already familiar with, you know, looking at ways, how we get set up, how we do this. And it was really interesting as we met with the various organisations that could help us with that, you know, being Te Puni Kōkiri with their procurement program, meeting with Māori businesses. And what was always interesting was that they were always surprised at how far along we were before we had started doing, getting into the more nitty-gritty part about what it is that we wanted to do. And I guess that's probably why the fear wasn't as strong as it could be. You know, we'd done the work, we'd put a really good foundation in place, and we were always conscious of that. I think coming out of the organisations that we had, working with the people that we had, we knew that we needed to have a strong foundation, be that within ourselves and where we're from. And I think being Māori, you kind of have that. You know, we already had those connections, and it was how we can build upon those. To help those who perhaps were struggling a little bit in that space or were looking for a little bit of direction. And I think because we all complement each other, we have very different skill sets and very different ways of approaching things that we managed to kind of come together. And I think that helped with the fear factor as well, you know, leveraging off the strengths that we had as individuals, which come together and fit really well as a complete picture and a complete whole. So we're able to complement and work in that space. And I think if I hadn't had those two, I think I probably would have been way more terrified.
And actually, I love that. I love that in a human way, but also one of the things on that topic is you know, I saw in the press release that your approach is to avoid bureaucratic processes, which again, like as you mentioned, to ensure the effectiveness of understanding and integration of te ao Māori. But I wondered also, and I you know, we actually had a conversation about this with a few of my mates when they do their mahi. Sometimes they don't want to be labelled, oh, it's because I'm a wahine Māori and my experiences as wahine Māori doesn't mean that that's why I can do this job well. But in saying that, your experiences as wahine Māori, as mama, as it mentions in the press release and some of those other things, I can't help wonder how those realities for you help you cut through the bureaucratic process.
Well, I think if you think about most mamas and most, you know, everyone's got that auntie who basically doesn't beat around the bush and gets straight to the point and won't really take any rubbish or anything from anyone. I think we've all grown up in those environments. We've had some amazing wahine in our lives. And I would say it's been mostly wahine. Yes, we've got some pāne in there, but I have to say they haven't always been the best. It's always been the wahine that have kind of led the way. And having those examples in our lives, I think, has made a really big difference. And I've got no problems basically, you know, owning the fact that, yes, I'm a wahine Māori. And does that give me advantages? Not really. If anything, it is at a disadvantage. So, you know, we're about the future. We're not about, yes, the present is important, but we want to be able to build something as well as put a pathway in for other wahine Māori who are struggling in these areas. You know, we've all kind of been down those roads or experienced those in various aspects of our lives, in our organisations and the places that we've worked with. And it's something that we would like to and want to hold true to. You know, I'm more of a mind of, if you take me how I am, and if you don't want it, then that's okay. There's others out there who are probably a lot more open. And those are the people that we want to associate with and we want to work with. Because those are the ones who want to grow, who want to make change. Those who don't want to work with us, they're probably a little bit more inflexible in their thought processes and just not ready to make that shift. You know, for me, it's just about being true and authentic to ourselves. And just, it's a good reminder for us as well, as to where we've come from and how far we want to go, and the people that we want to work with into the future.
Just as you were speaking, I couldn't help but think, as Waitangi is approaching us next Tuesday, I could cut and paste everything that you've said and apply it to how people are having a kōrero about the Treaty Te Tiriti or Waitangi and how we work as a people of Aotearoa. So I might actually cut and paste there. It's a good kōrero e hoa that could be applied in many places. But tēnā koe, hey, beautiful kōrero, and I wish you all well on this journey. And so for people who might want to know more about a TTM consultancy, what does TTM stand for?
Toi Tū Te Mā Tauranga.
Boom. Love it. If anyone wants to know more about Toi Tū Te Mā Tauranga, as I said, cut and paste, is about the consultancy, where can they go?
Oh, so we have a website, which is ttmconsultancy.co.nz. All our contact details are on there. We also are contactable through LinkedIn as well, for those who are up with the social platforms. We haven't hit the Facebook. We just thought LinkedIn is really good for those professional circles, and all our contact details are on there, and we're more than happy to answer any questions, be that through email, through phone messages, for anyone who would like to reach out to us. We'd like to find out a little bit more about us.
Tēnā koe, Carla. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your kōrero.
Ai, thank you. Ngā mihi nui.
Oh, tēnā koe. I love it. That was beautiful. I mean, as you were talking, I was going, my goodness, I might have to recite everything that you've just said. I know many people will be listening to this going, I feel like we're saying the same things right across, and it's so important. It's beautiful.
Yeah, just don't ask me to repeat anything, eh? Because usually it's out and that's it. It's left the mind.
Yeah, that's it. No, I promise you, I'm sure people will be listening going, we're on it. We're on your page, sister. No, I love it. Thank you so much again for having a call with me. Have an
thank
awesome...
Thank you for the opportunity.
No worries. And looking forward to hearing more from you fellas.
Aye. Kia ora.
Ka kite.